Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What does financial freedom mean? Some people call it retirement. Some people don't believe there is such a thing as retirement. But what we basically believe is that there is a possibility in your life to be able to replace your earned income with passive streams of income, at which time you've bought back your life from corporate America, as I like to say it, and you now have the time to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, and importantly, have the money to do it. So every time I can, I bring people up on stage for case studies or on the radio every Tuesday for Tell Dells to share their stories. Why do we like to share the stories? It's because each time you listen to me, you go, yeah, that's that crazy guy, Dell, and I'd never be like him, and he was probably lucky, and it was the right time, right place, you know, whatever. And it's hard for anybody to actually see someone who's successful and realize that they started at the very same place all of us start, which is, you know, in grade school, high school, no money. And each time we bring somebody on, we're able to bring somebody on you might relate to. And hopefully we have today a couple that is going to inspire people. I don't like motivation. The word motivation, I don't like it because it means somebody's going to push you into doing something, motivate you. I prefer inspire, which means they're out in front of you and you're going, wow, I'd like to be over there. And with that, let's bring in today's guests, Peggy and Leo Morgan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Dale. Hope you're doing all
right. Dale.
We really appreciate you inviting us to be on your show today.
Well, we love having you. We love having you. Now, you guys are out of Dallas, Texas, right?
Correct.
So we want to hear a little bit about yourselves. I know that, Peggy, you've got down here, you were in banking, and Leo, you were in sales. Let's expand on that a little bit and just throw you out there to start the show. 6 years ago, I think it was, you guys joined up with us, right?
Yeah, we joined as SFP in 2014, and then we upgraded to the Preferred Investor Group in 2015 so that we could invest in apartments. And then we decided that we wanted to be passive. And so I guess our first year we got into 10 passive deals. And we upgraded in January of 2015 to the Preferred Investor Group. And then by March of 2015, we'd met our first lead. And how we met her, we were at the expo, the National Expo, Dale, that you have every year in Houston at the George Brown Convention Center. And we saw this lady walking out of the building. It was dark. And we thought we'd walk her to her car. We kind of felt sorry for her because she was alone. And we started talking, and we discovered that she was a lead. So we ended up hooking up with her. And so we got into our first deal March of 2015, and then that deal closed in May of 2015.
You jumped right in there. You went through the first 2 years of being here. I want to take you back, my gosh, before you even believed in this, when you were a skeptic of it all, and because you're a banker, and the way you just took over the conversation, you obviously are a type B individual that, you know, had a good grasp of finances. Leo's a salesperson, so you guys, I'm sure, made good money. You had good success as business people. Tell us about what you guys did, and tell us about where you were financially 6 years ago so people like yourselves can relate.
Okay. Well, and I've been a combination of sales, management, and banking. And I was with a large bank for 17 years. And I decided to retire from the bank in 06. And Leo was just ready for that. He said, you know what, we're going to start trading stock options. And so we went through some training, and we did that for about 6 years. But the problem was we would originate the option, which meant that we'd buy the stock, and we'd sell the option, we'd sell the puts and the calls. But the plan that we were doing, which we followed, it asked us to hold the stock that we were buying. We'd buy like 10 months out the same number of shares that we bought originally, and we would hold that stock. That caused us to do a little bit of cost averaging with the prices fluctuating so much. But the problem was that we were asked to hold that stock even if the stock market, even if that particular stock went down. And so we were a victim of some tariffs because we bought some international stocks and the stock kept going down. Well, our account balance kept going down. We were still making some money on trading the options as long as the strike price on the stock wasn't too low. So we were really upset, especially when the recession hit. Then we weren't really making enough to pay our bills. And the problem was that, you know, we were losing equity, we were making a little bit of income, but we were wanting to get into a situation where we could keep increasing our net worth, increase our equity, and also still get cash flow. So Leo had heard you talk for several years on the radio, and he said, well, let's just go over and meet Dale and listen to what he has to say, because I think we're going to
Let me step in there for a second, Peggy. Let me step in there for a second, because you guys are high-end as far as financial understanding. Let's talk to the people in the show that don't really understand what you were doing. The type of stock investing you guys are doing, I'm going to simplify this. I'm going to take this down to fourth grade level, okay? The concept is I own a stock like I own a rent house, and I'm renting out the up and down potential of that stock to other people. In other words, I'm renting the use of that position. Is that not what it comes down to?
That's exactly right.
So what it does, unlike
like
most...
You're the farmer.
Unlike most stock situations, you weren't really working the play of the up and the down. You were working the play of the cash flow, which gave you something to live off of, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now the problem is that all is great until the bottom falls out of the value of your asset, your principal. Did I get that right?
You did. That's a great way of explaining it, yes.
All right, so you understand, guys, it'd be like if I bought a bunch of rent houses to live off the rental income, and then all of a sudden all the houses became worth nothing. And I had debt, and so they called all my debt on it. And when they called all my debt, I didn't have enough money to pay it, and so they took all my houses. That's basically what happens in these situations, is it not? When they start calling some of that stuff because you got to, what's it called, replace what you have, you're selling a put or call, so that's a demand. They have a demand on you. Is that the right word?
Right.
So they've got a demand, and you got to provide that demand. And if the stock market moves against you, it's instant kill right there. So go ahead and take up with where you're saying. So that didn't work as well as you had hoped to. And by the way, I'd looked into that myself. That's the only reason I can take it down to a fourth grade level. I had to have it explained to me as a fourth grade level, right?
But yeah, it can be a little confusing.
It sounds really good, though, when it's explained. When it works. It's really neat, right? So as is most things that work, they're really neat when they work, and they're really not when they don't. So you came to the conclusion you looked for something else. Leo found us, and yet the little birdie tells me that when you guys first got here, Leo was into it, and you were a bit skeptical. What was your skepticism about?
Well, he understood real estate a lot more than I did, so he could see when we went through the 16 hours of massive, very enlightening training, he could see it, and he could see that it was real. But we'd done a little bit of multi-level marketing and, of course, the stock options, and I was a little leery about paying for another program because I was scared it wasn't going to work. And so Leo was really pushing me. It was around the Christmas holidays. We both have offices in our home because we work out of our home. And he kept coming in during the holidays like, when are we going to sign up? You know, we need to sign up now. We need to get going. And finally, I just got so frustrated with him that I had heard David Fisher, who does a phenomenal job of doing the two-day. And he had mentioned some national award winners. These were members of Lifestyles who were trained by Lifestyles, who won some independent rental owner awards nationally. And then Lifestyles has done that, I guess, for about the last, 12 or 13 years at least. And we've won on the state level and local level. And he can't bring up their names.
I'm sorry, Peggy. We got to take a break. They're kicking us off the back end. I'll bring you right back.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Peggy and Leo on the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Peggy and Leo Morgan out of Dallas, Texas. I failed to inform you in the last segment that these young at heart individuals are currently in owners of about 4,500 units and been a little up. They've had 28 properties, sold a couple of them, refinanced, bought other ones. I think they're currently at 27 apartment complexes right now. And as we went to break, Peggy was sharing with us what many of you out there in, I would say, from middle age up, is that you've already had a few experiences in life. You've gone out there and you've gone, you know what, I'm tired of working, so let's try multi-level marketing. And, you know, they tell you it doesn't work unless you work it. And there's work and work and work. And then they, you know, you go out there and you're going to trade stocks, but you got to sit there at the computer all day long and buy your trades, set your trades, move your stuff. You got to pay attention to it constantly. And then there's its potential downsides on that. And so then they tried real estate, and it's just natural that Peggy was just a little, you know, like, come on. This is the third great idea we've had this 10 years or whatever you call it, decade. Is this one going to be the one that works or not? And of course, Leo's gung-ho into it, and Peggy was just dragging her feet a little bit out of common sense. And Peggy, so we cut you off as we went to break, I'm sorry. But what happened at that point? You found a way to come to the other side. What brought you across to feeling comfortable? It took a whole year from 2014, I believe, to 2015. What finally brought you across the line?
Well, when David Fisher, during our awesome 16 hours of training, mentioned that Lifestyles had trained members to be national award winners with the National Apartment Association, independent rental operators, and we have won that, not Lifestyles, but the members have won that award for about the last 12 or 13 years nationally, statewide, locally. And I thought, okay, he mentioned some names during the training, and being very skeptical, I thought, okay, I'm going to go on Lifestyles website and check it out and see if these names appear. Well, the names did appear. And then I thought, well, I'm not totally convinced. You know, they could put anything on their website. So I thought, I'm going to go on to the National Apartment Association website and see if I see any of these names that David Fisher mentioned during our training, and they were on there. And I thought, oh my gosh, this sounds like it's real.
So that's quite good investigative work, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it just gave me peace. You know, I just had to check it out. I just didn't want to throw money away again. You know, I was ready to find something that worked. And I'm so glad that I, you know, finally realized that this was real. And Leo was just, he was elated. He had a nice holiday that year. So anyway, so we've been going in and blowing ever since.
Well, you moved quite rapidly. So I guess we should talk about, you've already told the story in the first 5 seconds of the show of how you met your first lead investor, right, at the expo. And you got into, you said it was a ladies' deal. And how did that first one do? Was that a killer? Is that what got you guys so fired up? It seemed like you moved very rapidly after that.
Right. No, it's doing very well, and we still own it. In fact, out of all the 29 that we've invested in, we've just sold one, and then on one we've traded up, where we've done a 1031 exchange. And when we did that, that's where you own something, some piece of real estate, you sell it, but you trade it up into something that's worth more than the one that you sold. And then the IRS allows you to defer the capital gains on the real estate that you sold, that you traded, you know, that you sold to trade into something else. And so we went from one apartment community to two, and the one that we sold was in Austin, and we traded up into one in Austin and one in San Antonio. And the one in San Antonio, we bought it. It was undervalued. It was like 83% occupied, so we got a good price on that. And then the lead investor, and a lot of times in the marketplace, they're called sponsor investors. They're the ones that get the deal and manage it or hire a company to manage it. And so we're passives in all these deals. So anyway, they got that occupancy up to 95%. And then we were able to refi within a year, and we got back about 40% of our money, which, let's say you put in $100,000 when you're investing, we got $40,000 back of our initial investment. And then on the other property that we traded up into, we found out a week after we closed that Oracle was moving in, and they were going to be employing 10,000 employees in that area. So that's doing well. We're making 10% cash on cash.
I've got to clarify something for people, because the way you're explaining it, the vernacular, could be misconstrued by some of the audience. For example, when you say you got 40% of your money back, you didn't actually get your money back. You still own the same amount of ownership in the company, do you not?
Right.
You got a cash flow equal to 40% of what you put in, all at one time, tax-free because of a refinance, along with the regular distributions you're getting on the profits from the operation of the business. So you still own. I want everybody to understand this. Even though they got 40% return, they still owned every bit. In other words, that company, that, let's say they put $100,000 in that company, they still had $100,000 with ownership. They didn't have $60,000 now. You know, they had 100. It just so happened the company had gone up in value by this amount. They took 40, was their share of the increased value, which they refinanced out. So let's take you back here, Leo. We didn't always got to ask this question to people because beginners want to hear this. What happened in the 2 day? What was the aha moment that made you say, this is it? This is the one that's going to work for us.
Well, what I did, I remember we walked into the office. The first thing I noticed is, the very first time we ever walked into Lifestyle, and I saw all these apartment complexes on the wall, pictures of them, people standing by them. And I thought, you know what? I like what I see so far, because you know, I have rented space up here. I've heard you guys on the radio for many years. And anyways, we listened to the introduction, and then we signed up for the 2 day with David Fisher. And really, he went through, I mean, from A to Z, you know, all the process of, you know, being the lead, being a passive investor, being a single family owner. Anyways, and I was pretty familiar with some of this stuff. I had seen some real estate brokerage back earlier in my earlier day. And all this stuff, I thought, man, we just hit the jackpot here. I said, these guys sound like they're doing pretty good. And I saw all those awards you guys were winning. You all were right on target with everything. And it just, I don't know, it just, really, there wasn't anything. I was just, man, I was ready to go. And every time I looked at Peggy, I said, man, this is great stuff. I said, what do you think? Yeah, it's great.
All right, Leo, that's a good place to take a break. We got to go to another one. We'll be right back with Peggy and Leo Morgan.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're offering guests here for you from Tell Del version of the show, which is to bring in members that have had success and share that success with you. Today we have Peggy and Leo Morgan out of Dallas, Texas. They own 4,500 units. As we went to break, Leo was sharing what he thought he got out of the 2 day seminar. And now we're going to take the next step here, Leo, and go to the point or transition to, all right, we came out of it and you made the decision, you and Peggy, to go passive. Just a quick answer. Why did you elect that? What was it that was appealing to going passive as opposed to owning your own stuff?
Well, what I looked at was, or what we both decided is, we, you know, being a lead investor and maybe being more involved with management, we knew that we didn't really want to get into all that because that's virtually a job almost. And I knew you could make great money being a passive investor, and you could get all the benefits from it, you know, leverage and tax benefits, and let somebody else do the work. And, of course, you got to pay them. And anyways, and so we went from there and started, you know, we went into asking many, many questions to many, many people, and talking and finding out who are the shakers and the movers are, and just going to every single meeting and watching every video. And anyways, and it helped us jump into our first one. And, you know, it's just been a beautiful ride the whole way through. You know, it's a...
did you have...
I had no skepticism at all. I just, man, I was ready to go. Yeah.
Did you have a buying plan from the beginning, or were you just kind of winging it and whatever deal came along you were taking, or saying yes or no as it came along, or did you have a plan?
No, there was a plan. We had X number of dollars to invest in. I told Peggy, I said, maybe what we need to do is, you know, maybe let's diversify our investment some. And so I said, let's get it to where maybe we start out with 10 investments, and so let's divide our money up equally from there. And anyways, we went along and didn't just jump into anything that we saw. Of course, the first thing, you know, you want to make sure that you're comfortable with a lead investor. And Peggy, was, you know, we met this first investor and the first lead investor that we'd gotten in with. Peggy and her had some common things with computer sales. And anyways, and we got to know this gal pretty good. And what happened is she did come up with a deal, and we were looking at it. And one of the things I noticed was it's down in Houston. And since we were in Dallas, I thought, you know, I was looking at, I started comparing rents in that neighborhood and saw where the rents in the neighborhood she was going into on our apartments were like about 62 cents a square foot. And she, all around us, we're like running at like 87 and 95 cents a square foot. And I was sitting there and I thought, gee, you know, and I was trying to, we went down and looked at the apartment complex. We did due diligence with it and everything. It looked like it had some great upside to it, had some deferred maintenance we needed, you know, she was going to take care of and get this property straightened out and repositioned, get the non-payers out and get the thing cleaned up and get hard-working people in there. And she's done exactly what she said she was going to do. And so every time, you know, we look at a deal, you know, of course, you got to be comfortable with the lead investor. And we met, and there are tons of good lead investors at Lifestyle. It's unbelievable, just about every one of them. And Lifestyles is well-known and all through Texas. And now also it's getting to be super well-known through nationally. And it was like David Fisher said, one thing that caught my attention in the two-day, he said, you know, he said, really, he said, Lifestyles, we do have our own brokerage, but also we're connected with the good old boys and the brokerage out in the marketplace. Well, in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's probably four or five guys that do about 80% of the apartment deals, and, you know, for Class B and C. And so it was kind of funny. I knew that, and it, walking down the steps in the Dallas Lifestyles, and I saw this guy coming up, and he had a name tag on. And I knew his dad was in the real estate brokerage business and sold apartments exclusively back in the 80s. And he was the king of real apartment sales. I mean, his dad was. And I said, hey, you know this man? He says, yeah, that's my father. And I said, oh, really? I said, what are you doing here at Lifestyles? He says, oh, I bring deals up here to Lifestyles all the time. These people know what they're doing. They train their lead investors and passive investors. These people close deals. Of course, that's what brokers want to do, and that's how they make their money, is by closing deals. And he says, man, this is a great organization, you know. And so after I left that, I just thought, God, I was so happy to hear that. And I just thought, man, this is the real deal. And that's what's happened ever since. It's Lifestyles just does an excellent job of training all the lead investors and the passive investors, and they're always there for you. And it's just amazing that, you know, it's not like one of these theoretical classes you go to for, you know, some high-powered school or something. This is the real deal. I mean, it's where, you know, rubber meets the road, and it was just, you know, what I needed and what she needed. My wife, Peggy, needed, too, and we've been happy ever since.
So you elected diversification, and you said earlier that you thought that the jockey was more important than the horse. At least I took that out of what you said, that you believe that the lead's the most important thing. But then you go down to diversification. Did you break your diversification down amongst your family between locations, sizes, first time to second, third, fourth time lead investors? Was it, you know, value play compared to yield play? All those things are various possibilities of diversification. How did you break your diversification plan down?
Well, one of the things that I was, as we went on through 2015, I was learning more that still the property values were at a, you know, a pretty reasonable cost. And so what happened, I thought, you know, if it's a yield play and it's a good looking one, let's go with it. But I was really looking at the deals along, you know, of course, as the jockey too. And that's what made the difference. And I didn't care really if it was a value play, which is, you know, buying a super undervalued, a rundown apartment complex that needs tons of work, and maybe after 2 or 3 years you end up refinancing and getting all your money back and then still owning it and getting cash flow, versus a yield play, which is like buying maybe a property that's running just on all cylinders, and you just need to have the ownership really take over from where the last owners were. That was fine too. I was always looking for upside on these deals, and I guess one of the things that's, I'm kind of like you, it's like that story about you came across the apartments for $8,000, you know, some guy back during the 2008 downturn, and, you know, it's just too good to be true when, you know, you can jump in and get something like that, and you didn't even want to do it. Well, anyways, I started seeing these deals, and Peggy and I, we both checked them out. I mean, we analyzed the heck out of these deals, and so we would take it for it's a yield play, or a value play, or a hybrid, but it turned out being mostly value plays and hybrids that we got into, and they were with, you know, pretty experienced leads, second time or third time at that point. And not that we don't do first time leads, we do use them, and they're great too. So that's how we kind of got into it. And it's gone great for us, because out of that first year, we've gone from 10 deals, and now we're, you know, sitting at 27. I mean, that's because we've gone and refinanced out of a lot of deals, and then we started putting our money into other deals, and this thing has grown exponentially, and it's just been really a sweet deal. I'm just so glad we did this. I could hug you, you know. It's just, my sisters and everybody couldn't understand why I was always so happy, and listen to this. My nephew works for this company. It's Lincoln Properties, and he's an analyst. And he was talking about what I was doing, what we're doing, and what he was doing. Anyways, and I said, you ought to take a look at this thing, you know. And I said, this is really. He said, yeah. He says, let me get mom. You ought to take a look at this. This is my sister, and she goes. Anyways, he says, we ought to take a look at this lifestyle thing. And anyways, and she goes, we are not doing anything Uncle Leo is doing, because we know of what he's like. He'll always get in trouble. And I just thought. And my nephew, he always keeps going back, and he's checking out lifestyles all the time. And one of these days, I have a funny notion, he's going to end up joining, you know. And, so anyways, that's how good your program is.
Well, Uncle Leo, it looks like we have to take another break. Let me see. I think we've got about just 5 seconds here. So we'll go ahead and come back after this break with Peggy and Leo Morgan and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Peggy and Leo Morgan out of Dallas, Texas. Currently have around 4,500 units. I think they said 27 apartment, 28 apartment complexes. And we're coming to the last segment of the show, guys. So let's talk about from taking off and doing 10 deals right away and now having 26, 27 deals, whatever it is. Where are you at? Has the plan changed as you've come along? In other words, like, do you start to find that you don't invest as much in each deal, or you invest more in each deal? What have you learned? What experiences have you had, and how has that changed the way you're investing since you've been doing this now since 2015?
Dale, I'd say, you know, initially we were putting a whole lot into each deal, and now as we refi and we get our money out of deals, even though we're still in them making cash flow, we're putting less in each deal, so it's just spreading us farther out with more leads. And we've thus far we've invested in Texas only, but we definitely would be interested in investing out of state. It's just whenever we refi and we get some money, we find something here in Texas. So we do have our eye on various states, and we did actually take a trip recently, and we went to Arizona, and wow, there's a lot going on there. And I know you've opened your office there recently, and we just noticed that it's really hopping. We also checked out Tucson, and they both have a whole lot of warehouses, and I know industrial is a real strong segment of real estate right now. So, anyway, we figured, you know, if we bought into a apartment community out there, that it would be nice to be ideally around some warehouses where our residents might work there and live in our apartment complex. So that's really the difference, is just investing less in each deal and potentially going out of state, but certainly staying in Texas as things come up.
If you had to do it over again, would you change the approach that you took in any way, shape, or form?
I think initially with putting a lot into each deal, I think we are changing it, you know, where we're just putting a little bit less and spreading ourselves out. So that's really the main thing that I would change.
I think it's better because we had a deal with, we got into a low-cost basis into deals that were back then, and I'm glad we did that to a certain extent. And that's, but, you know, we're changing, evolving as we go along.
It's a good point, Leo, that back then the deals were really good, and now they're not as good because the market has matured, and now the cap rates are lower and the rate of returns are lower. I mean, still better than what you get anywhere else, believe you me. But it's, by the way, my interest rate in all my savings accounts, my like 27 savings accounts, is down to less than 0.5%, half of a percent, not 1%, half of 1%.
It's just down to almost negative at this point, like in Europe. It's just incredible. But you know what? Lifestyle, still, we're coming across good deals in lifestyles. It's the darndest thing. I don't know. It's just, it's amazing, you know, to where you're getting, even if you got a yield play at 8%, 9%, what the heck, compared to 0.5% you could earn at the bank. And then it's also tax deferred on there. I mean, what, and it's leveraged, and what, you can't find anything as good as that. And that's what really makes, God, it makes these things valuable and pushing those cap rates down. But anyways, I don't want to interrupt Peggy. I apologize.
No, it's a good point, Leon. I mean, I'm going to give an example. In my savings accounts at one point, I had gotten my average interest rates up to around 2%, 2.5%. And I was making about $40,000 a month in savings account interest. But now, on that same amount of money, I'm only making about $10,000 a month. Well, I went out and bought two more businesses, right? And two more pieces of real estate. And each one of them makes me over $10,000 a month. So I'm like, I'm making, with two small investments, I'm making more money than I'm making with this whole other mass of money. So it's just like, You got to see the difference. It's not even close. You know, if you think, and people forget this, if you make a 0.5% interest and I move that up to 1, you've just doubled your rate of return. That's 100% rate of return. If you go from 1 to 8, what is that? Well, 1 to 2 is 100% rate of return. 200, 300, 4, it's 800% increase rate of return. And people, I mean, just, they don't get
just
it.
Just like you, too. Yeah, it's just phenomenal, man. I mean, you're right. That's exactly, and that's it. It's all, you know, everything works relatively speaking, and that's exactly the way we look at it. And, of course, we do, you know, we reserve some capital factors for reserves, but still, I mean, the cash flow off these others are just unbelievable, the way we've met all our expenses and everything. And from time to time, we'll get a refinance in there. Anyway, so, I mean, we are just nailed it on the head right there.
Of the income you have coming in, what would you say, what percentage of that income are you paying any income taxes on at all? Because I know you're paying no Social Security or Medicare taxes on it. You're not paying any capital gains taxes on it the way you've done the 1031. What about income taxes on any of that cash flow you bring in? Did you pay any taxes on it?
You know, we just haven't, Dale. On our cash flow, we've had offsets of depreciation, so we really haven't been paying tax.
I guess that makes us all terrible Americans, you know what I mean? The Democrats find out who we are, they're going to come after us for some reason. Except that that's what the tax code is, right? That's been that
they
way
were smart.
For 200 years it's been that way. They want you
God
to invest in
brain.
Infrastructure. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You got it.
So you've,
God gave us a brain and we're using it,
Well, we only got 30 seconds left, so I just want to go ahead and say thank you for being in our group and leading, being a leader. Leaders go places no one's ever gone before and send back maps. You guys do a lot of networking and help a lot of other people out, and I appreciate you coming on the radio show and sharing your story. For the rest of you out there, remember this. Peggy, Leo, they don't do this just to get a little bit of money. They do this for an incredible lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.